So, ladies and gents, I hope you guys enjoyed that fun little car reveal. So, yeah, I bought a $1 million Phantom, which is also a dream of mine.
Now, this right here is a YouTube gold plaque for hitting 1 million subscribers.
So we actually got this 5 months ago, and we're already at like 2.5, something like that. So, honestly, this is all thanks to you guys. I want to get one of these for the second channel. I want to get one of these for the vlog channel. I want to hit 1 million subscribers on that channel by the end of the year. You guys will get to see a little bit more of my personal life that I don't really show on my main YouTube channel. And it's also a place where pretty much weekly I'm interacting with fans, doing 10,000 pounds shopping spree for fans, meeting up with fans and taking them sneaker shopping, or taking them out partying with me and my friends, or just even doing a simple workout. And I'm gonna make it even more interesting. If we hit 200,000 YouTube subscribers in the next week, I'm gonna PayPal one of you $10,000. So all you need to do is subscribe, go comment on the latest video. If we manage to hit the benchmark, then I'm gonna pick one random comment. I'll respond to you, ask for your Instagram. We'll get in touch there, and I'll go ahead and send you the money. With all that being said, let me go ahead and open this.
This is sick.
Bro, this is stunning. Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Congrats, bro.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Jeez.
I appreciate you, bro. This one's for the team, bro.
That's pretty.
There you go. That's crazy. This one is for the team and for the subscribers. So, as I said, I appreciate every single one of you. It's been... Fuck, it's... been a crazy journey, bro. From being embarrassed when I was 15, because it wasn't really a thing back then, like taking vlog clips in the bus or like in the gym recording myself or in the bookstore, and instead just being embarrassed, hoping no one saw the camera, all the way from that to where we are today. It's been a wild ride.
Nice one. 1, 2, 4. Roll it. Amazing. 1, 2. That's it. Pull.
I never made that draft. I was with a bad team gaining knowledge. Trying to split that cane in half. Could have went stateside, but I weren't on it. Me and bro had to hit that graph. I can keep that door, I don't want it. I can stretch to make it laugh. I'm in the old man's kitchen, working white. With the ONGs. I made 1 million quid and I still got my ying. That's the groove in me.
All good, thank you.
How you feeling?
Like I'm
What's the thought process behind boxing? Why boxing?
Because I feel like kind of like a video game character. Like you level up all your attributes. I feel like I'm pretty proficient and happy with everything. Now it's time to get punched in the face and see if I'm as mentally resilient as I think I am. Listen, it's like everything in life. When I first started running in 2020, I ran a 7 kilometer. It was the longest I'd ever run. And it was painful, and it was, I had a stitch, and it was, felt awkward. That's the most, like, the big thing about when you start something, it feels awkward. Like, it feels really awkward and weird, and like you shouldn't be doing it. And then after I did the 7 kilometer, I think it was a month later, I ran a marathon. And I will say, running is all mental. I really think it's all mental. Anyone can run a marathon. Anyone watching this, tomorrow could run a marathon. It may be a slow marathon, but you can run it. Whereas boxing really is the most difficult sport on earth, or combat sports are the most difficult thing on earth.
Yeah, just run us through today. What are we doing next?
I'm gonna go jump in the water, freshen up, eat a little bit, and then we're gonna go pick up my mom. It's our weekly ritual. We have weekly mother-son lunch, and then after that, I'll fill you in on the rest of the day. So that right there, 3 days will be my new sauna. They're just putting in the glass. It's got Wi-Fi so I can turn it on from bed.
Hard life.
Finish up meetings, turn on the sauna, go sweat it out, jump in the cold plunge, head to bed.
How many times have you been in that pool?
I went in for the first time yesterday, actually.
It's cold.
I've been here for 6 months, never been in. I don't like pools. What are you gonna do in a pool, bro? It's just a big bath.
We've had this argument.
It's just a big bath.
Right, what's up with the new car?
So, picked it up 3 weeks ago at this point, you can tell. We should actually probably just remove this now.
Yeah.
So basically bought this car
3 weeks ago. Had a last minute change of heart, decided to change the color, had to get the windows tinted, stuff like that. So the car was sent off for 2 weeks to get some work done. And yeah, it is a brand new Rolls-Royce Phantom 2023. Yeah, stunning car, what can I say?
Congratulations, bro. Out of curiosity, like, how much did you pay for it?
You want to know in dollars or dirhams?
Dollars.
So I paid... There you go. That feels like an actual car. $816,000.
Jeez.
So... But for me, listen, I remember growing up in London and sometimes you'd be walking on the streets and you see people get out of cars and they'd have a chauffeur, they'd have a driver, and you're just like, who is that? So for me, it was always a dream to not only have a Rolls Royce, but be driven in a Rolls Royce. For me in Dubai, I don't drive, whether it's this or the Range Rover, I'm always in the back. Dubai is honestly just a very stressful city to drive in. I don't really see the benefits. So I thought, listen, if I'm going to get a Rolls Royce, then no point in getting a Ghost, no point in getting a Cullinan. Might as well get the proper billionaire's car, the Phantom, which I'm definitely not one yet, but working hard every day to make sure that maybe one day I get there.
Mostly happy and grateful. It's every mother's wish. It's also add a little bit of extra worries, or I don't know why. It's probably because it's just me. Or every mother's, because you know, more successful you become, more complex your life becomes. And the other thing you say, well, he grew at very young age, so it's not something that I had enough time to kind of gradually adjust to that. And at the end of the day, I play some role in it as well, just letting him be independent and rather than, you know, controlling him and telling him what. So it's in that sense, it's more normal, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Normal, because it happened gradually while he was with me. So. But the pride!
I think for me and my mom both were kind of used to this because it's been years like this. And even like 10 years ago, even years before I started my business, like when I was 13 or 14, we'd watch Apprentice, or we'd watch even like Million Dollar Listing, Ryan Serhant, and I'd be like, I'm gonna be successful and I'm gonna not go to college and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. And obviously back then it was quite difficult for you to hear, you know, to drop out of school at 17 was not easy.
Of course, there was a time, if you remember, when you drove out of school and you were friends' parents as a personal
trainer.
I didn't come all the way from Russia and all this for you to become a personal trainer. It's not that I question him. I always, deep in my heart, deep, I always knew, believed in it and wanted to believe it and pray for it. And to these days, I always say, also enjoy life. And if worse come to worse, if something happen, you will always start all over. You are not the guy, you have the personality.
Was there a specific moment in, like, you know, in your mum's journey where you were like, wow, like, this is really taken off?
Probably not like wow. It was to me almost step by steps. Okay, he's getting there. Oh, he's doing great. Oh, he's doing amazing. If it would have happened like by luck, I would probably be like, whoa, wow, yes. But it wasn't luck. I've seen from his, from a very young age. I'm the only one of, probably, if not the only one, who's seen his every journey, every hours, every days, every, pretty much, I always was there for with him.
Yeah.
So for me, it wasn't all of a sudden, wow, how lucky we're yet. No, it's, I've seen the war.
There we go, that's amazing.
There's been a lot of stress, a lot of difficult decisions. Maybe it's just been a very heavy 2 weeks. I've been feeling very tense.
So I thought, you know, why not end off the week, do something nice. And actually, earlier on in the week, we took one fan in, when we were in London, to Harrods, took him for like a shopping spree day. But now I thought I'd do something in Dubai, so I put it on my story. I said that we'll take 10 fans and we'll take them to my friend's sneaker store. He has sneakers and a bunch of other stuff. And basically, the fans get to choose their dream shoe. They get to pick out any shoe. There's hundreds of options. And yeah, just do something nice, put a smile on your guys' face. Obviously, I appreciate you guys. I think on the main channel, we've got like 2.3 million subscribers now, and on the second channel, on the vlog channel, we've got like 70k. So I know that a lot of you guys don't actually see, but we've done a lot of stuff with fans, with supporters this year. We've done crazy vlogs just documenting the business, traveling out around the world, the struggle, the responsibility, but then a lot of the fun stuff as well. Make sure you tune into the second channel, because we're going to continue to be doing a lot more fan stuff this year. I told you guys I'm going to give away 100% of all AdSense. This year has been a little slow. It's been like $70,000-$80,000 a month, but still, that's a hell of a lot of money to give back to you guys. So we've given away Rolexes, done shopping trips for you guys, a whole host of cool stuff, and it's just a start.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes.
I know that a lot of you guys came here just to say hi, which is obviously means a lot to me. Although this is something nice for you guys, I can tell you equally, it's probably more for me than it is for you guys. This stuff puts a smile on my face. You know, we're always behind our screen, and it's really nice to meet a lot of you guys. And I know that a lot of you guys are gonna be like, no, I don't want sneakers, but every single one of you guys is gonna walk out here with a fucking pair of sneakers. So if you guys know nothing about sneakers, I know very little about sneakers. I'm very uncool. As you can see, I dress like a grandpa most of the time. These three gents are the ones you need to speak to.
I'm Riyad, I'm 16. He's Junaid, 14. And
you said I'm 13 years old.
13, so yeah, I'm the eldest. And I started when I was 12, so around 4 years ago, when we moved to Dubai. So we moved to Dubai around 4 years ago. And I actually started by selling Reese's Puffs in school. So I'd go buy them from a supermarket. It was 25 at the time, and I was flipping for 100% profit margin. I was selling for 50 in school. So that's how I started. Eventually, I moved on to like clothing, met a few people, gone to a few groups, and started a website. I started an Instagram page, and eventually I introduced my parents to the industry, and they freaked out at how large it is in Dubai, because you know Dubai is all about fashion and brands and sneakers, and so I introduced them to the industry, and yeah, here we are. I have a store now.
So there we go. Nice.
Thank you.
Straight up, honey, really I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign?
I'm Copenhagen. The problem is there's a 200% tax on cars. Imagine having to make double the money, plus you have to
then you pay
tax.
What is it?
25% tax. Crazy.
I quit my job because of England. I work 90 hours in consulting, and then I run an Instagram now for 1.5 months, and I like tripled my income already.
So you got to boxing?
Yeah, recently. 1 month in. I feel like when people ask me and they're like, oh, how's boxing? I feel like I'm a professional fighter or something, but no, I'm just a month in.
I was talking to Axie, he was like, bro, get the
Bro, I was gonna get the Air Force, and he was like, no. Don't do that.
So he's
like,
bro, you come over here to choose white
Air Force. White Air Force? Yeah.
You don't feel like that.
Bro, I'm gonna be honest, bro. I would be disappointed. Regular white Air Force? You don't like those, do you?
I don't like these for girls. I don't like any of the other ones for girls. Those ones?
Yeah. Your mom, it's cold on your mom.
You think so?
Yeah, come on, bro.
I don't know if my mom can pull this off. I'm gonna be honest.
I don't think I would, it's not my style anyway, but to the airport I would wear it. I mean...
And by the way, you know if sneakerheads heard you right now, yeah, they'd like die. People who are into sneakers, they probably even get upset the fact that I wear these. People don't wear this, they hang it up.
Yeah. And you make sure you put in other drinks and stuff like that. You guys are too good to be rough.
Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. That's Puff Daddy. You bring your bells with bags from Chanel.
That's his present for you.
That for me?
That's for you? That's another for us.
Oh, okay. He has a gun for me,
bro. Okay, because I was going to say that's hilarious, bro. He hates cigars.
Really?
So I thought when you got him...
This cigar? Really?
Yeah, no, I hate cigars, bro.
Okay, you but can give it to someone
it.
Else.
No, thank you, though. I accept it.
But that's a fucking nice cigar.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Appreciate you. I think they're massive inspirations, honestly, to do what they've done at that age.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a big difference between having an online business, and sure, maybe you've got people to work for you in different parts of the world and this and that, but like, that's one thing. Having a physical store is a different level of responsibility. Like, having to come into a store every single day, show up, deal with a team, it's a different kettle. So, big props to them, honestly.